Run that back for the Kamikazes. The only place you can get Goosebumps.
Only place you can get the 90s TV series of Goosebumps is on Apple TV. You can't get it nowhere else. Anywhere else, you're only going to get that fourth season, which was just hour-long shows.
But wait, didn't it come out on Nickelodeon? I could have sworn it came out on Nick at Night.
I thought it came out on Fox.
I thought it was a Nickelodeon thing, and then so therefore it would fall on Paramount, because doesn't Paramount...
I remember seeing it on Fox.
Well, there you go, kids. In case you were wondering where to find Goosebumps Season 1 and 2, it's only on Apple.
I mean, all seasons are on
All
Apple.
Seasons are on
all
Apple.
Seasons. What you get on Netflix right now, you're only going to get that fourth season with the two-parters and the one-hour shows.
You don't want that.
I don't want that.
What was it about that show, though? It was R.L. Stine, right?
It was R.L. Stine. It was R.L. Stine's books. But the show, looking back on it now, the reason I'm going back on it is because it reminds me of fucking X-Files. It's like a Twilight X-Files.
Like a Twilight X-Files. You're a nostalgic guy. Yeah. You know? How about that nostalgia?
Mm-hmm. You like old stuff.
We like old stuff. We like going back through old stuff. Sometimes, I don't know if you're probably like me in a lot of ways, right? I would imagine. And when you're like me in a few ways. And when somebody recommends something to you, I have a feeling you're kind of like me, where somebody will say, hey, you know, check out this new show. It's all the fucking rage. And you're sifting through some things, trying to figure out what to watch. And then you're like, well, do I watch this new thing that my buddy told me to watch? I don't know anything about it. Or do I go back through some Goosebumps? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you know the feeling you're going to get when you go back through something you love.
Mm-hmm. Just like when you told me to go back and watch Tombstone, I bought Goosebumps.
Kind of not like watching something new at all, I guess, in that sense. But either way. Yeah. Either way. But
because all the new stuff disappoints you, doesn't it?
To some degree.
Sometimes
you watch a new sci-fi movie that's supposed to be some epic world-building event from a director that's directed all kinds of things, hit or miss, what have you, very polarizing director, and you watch it, and it's kind of like, I guess, a hand job in one of those old brothels in the town of Edo in colonial or feudal Japan.
I wouldn't even say it's a hand job. I just, it's more like just going to Massage Envy. You already knew what you was going to get. It was dressed up on the outside.
Dressed up on the outside, but really it's just a slather me down, rub me down for 30 minutes.
You pay for what you're streaming for.
Yeah. You pay for what you're streaming for.
Your subscription service.
You get what you pay for, kids. Heard it here first. And what else do we pay for that we don't get? What other surprises?
I mean, we pay taxes, but we don't get anything done to our neighborhoods, our school systems. But that's politics. I know you don't want to go into 2024 talking politics, do you?
No, let's talk about 2023 a little bit more before we go into 2020.
Okay.
You are a barbarian.
Every town has an Elm Street.
You know, when family and friends get together, there can also be a lot of drinking and drugging, and that's why it's so important to pick your friends, you know what I'm saying.
Meow.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Ghosts and goblins.
Yeah, used to be shithouse.
It's a good change.
Got to catch the red eye.
Because I don't know if you are like me when it comes to looking back.
Is this the year-end sale for Comic-Cons right here? Is this our yearly year-end sale?
This is our year-in-review.
Year-in-review sale. Yeah. Show. Okay. Okay.
What the hell happened in 2023?
And
we'll do some looking ahead. Don't worry. We'll get there, kids. But we want to look back first. So I don't know. What do you think? Do you think we should do an extensive look back right now? because I have a top 10. I don't know if you want me to, do you want me to bust the nut now, or do you want me to warm you up a little bit? Do you want me to massage you down a little bit first? I do have a top 10, and I got some kamikazes.
You have a top 10. All right, I would like a back rub first.
You want a back rub first?
Yes. But let's get... I'm having problems right on the back of my thigh, my upper thigh.
Upper thigh.
If you can rub up there.
Sure. Hi. How you doing, sir? How you doing today?
Let me just adjust this knob.
Yeah, please. It seems to be right behind your, what is that? What is that muscle behind the knee?
The coccyx.
The coccyx. Your coccyx seems to be giving you some for trouble. You mind if I just put some lotion on? So I'm just going to put a little bit of lotion.
A little Nuru. Can you put some of that Nuru
lotion? I got the Nuru. I just need you to spread your legs a little bit. So just spread them a little bit.
Just
hold on. Couldn't help but notice how well endowed you are. Do you need me to do anything there? Okay, let me get a little.
I want to touch it, but are you married? You're married, though.
Oh, well, only married in this state, so we're okay. Don't worry about it.
Days.
Hey, whatever rubs the boat or floats the boat. Rubs the boat? Don't worry about it.
You rub boats.
You tug boats. I don't know if you rub them.
Yeah.
There's the man in the boat that you rub, hopefully, that you lick.
I don't know. I just tug them.
There's a little man in the boat.
Yeah, the big boat tugs the little boat.
I like to wait till the clit is fully engorged, and then I don't even touch it. You know, I get it all hot and bothered, and then I just leave it alone.
I didn't even know a boat had a clit.
Little guy. We're talking about women now. We switched.
Now we switched. Okay.
We switched.
I was becoming a marine biologist for a minute. You switched over pretty fast.
The blowhole, it was obstructed.
Just sidetrack, right?
Sure.
What's your favorite boat? What's your favorite, like, pop boat? You know, what's your favorite famous boat?
Favorite famous boat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to sound like a cop out, but you can't go wrong with that Steamboat Willie, you know?
Steamboat Willie.
But that Hulk Hogan show is pretty badass. I just don't remember the name of it.
Okay, you like that?
You know what? Who am I kidding? There's only one movie I go to on the reg, more so than 89, and it's that 1992 Bat Boat that he fucking demolished.
The ski boat.
Because I had the toy. I had that goddamn ski boat.
So you like that over that Batman Forever boat?
Yeah, I'll take it over that Batman Forever boat. We didn't get a good look at that Batman Forever boat.
I thought we did.
It was kind of in and out. Then it was like holy rusted metal Batman.
No, I thought we got a little bit of the boat.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, but that's mine. What about you?
I got to go with that Black Pearl.
That Black Pearl, of course. Of course.
Black Pearl. That was a nice-ass boat.
Jack Sparrow.
That Jack Sparrow boat. Yeah, he
took care of it. It is a good-sized boat. It's a good-sized boat.
He took care of that boat. A lot of folks wanted that boat.
It went through hell and back, didn't it?
It did.
A boat that can go from hell and back to hell and back and back again.
And it was very diverse on the Black Pearl, too.
A lot of diversity.
Yeah.
Diversity is always nice. Not so much on the ski boat. I don't think there was even room for Robin.
There was only room for one. Yes. Only room for one on the Bat ski boat. And but I digress.
I digress as well. And on the Comic-Con's podcast, epic show that this is, a New Year's Eve, before we sing Auld Lang Syne, let's take a look back. 2023 was not a bad year. Was it a bad year? Was it a horrible year?
It wasn't a horrible year. It wasn't a bad year. It was just a year.
It was just a
Depending
year.
Depending on who you are.
That is also true. I guess you have to stop right there.
Yeah.
Because depending on where you resided in the globe, it kind of changed things up a little bit. We're very blessed and fortunate to be where we are on the Western Hemisphere, on this side of the globe.
First world problems,
which is why we're going to talk about our favorite movies and shows from 2023, because we can afford to. The lights are on. And he's laughing. But this isn't that kind of show, right? We're not going to break down like the sorrows and the travesties and the injustices. I mean, we don't have time for that, right?
There's always time for it.
Is there?
There's always time.
Because I feel like there's not a lot of time for it these days.
Hmm?
Especially on this podcast.
Not on this podcast.
No.
The network and the producers of this podcast, you know, they don't make time for it. You know?
Look, the listeners don't want to hear us, you know, begrudgingly sift through the news and gravely assess the devastation. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear us break down the travesties and transgressions and tribulations. You know,
they don't want to hear about the breakdowns of the Dollar Generals across this country, where those workers are not getting fair wages and they're getting asked to do hypes and heaps of work that requires a lot of people in. I'm looking at your face and you don't want to hear about Dollar General.
I don't want to hear about it at all. I don't want to hear about it at all. I don't want to, because the kamikazes don't want to hear about it. Look, how many times do I got to say, when the world was on fire, which, you know, maybe it's on fire still, but even when the world was on fire on our side of the tracks, you know, how many times do we look at each other and go, that I look at you rather, and I go, hey, James, do we even need to do this show anymore? I mean, I feel like we got to be talking about other stuff, but that's not this kind of show. The world's going to keep spinning. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep living, God willing, you know? And what other way to get by but try to celebrate some of the small fun stuff that gives us joy, distracts us from the horrors, you know? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
How long can you turn a blind eye, Clark?
Blind eye?
You know?
I'm not blind to it. I just see it all the time and I don't want to talk about it. This hour, the hour that we have for the full hour, what if we start doing that?
You're the Clark from Superman 2. You just went into the thing, you gave your powers away, and you want to go get some pancakes at this diner.
I just want to have some pancakes with Lois, okay? I gave my powers away, you know?
Sidetrack again. Yes. He gave his powers away.
For a woman.
Woman!
I know.
Must be insane.
They hadn't even gone to bed at that point.
No, they haven't.
So that's how
they actually much. Just got out of no, you're right. They haven't gone to bed.
No, so that's
he
what I'm saying.
He gave up his powers of super fucking and he went in and he came out just as a mere mortal fucking.
A mere mortal got his ass handed to him by fucking kick his ass sea bass in the goddamn diner.
Right. That's what you're on. You just want to give up your powers, lay in the ice bed with your lady, and just watch the world melt away. Is that
what
correct?
What do you want me to say? You want me to say if I was Magneto or Superman, I could destroy all the guns and all the conventional weapons known to man and end war and suffering? Of course
I
would.
Superman 4, I want you to get all these fucking nuclear bombs and I want you to
do it.
Toss them into the sun.
I would do it. Well, I don't know if that's the safest choice, actually. I don't know if that would be the best thing for everybody. Mm-hmm. I know he did that in the movie, but looking back on that, I feel like he probably should have talked with at least Ray Palmer before. You know,
I am thinking about it. The sun is what? 100-some million miles away? I don't think it's going to affect us.
I'm not really worried about it affecting us. I'm just worried about the magnitude of a nuclear blast inside, several nuclear blasts inside a sun, which is
the
essentially...
The sun is an ongoing nuclear blast.
Right, but I mean, it's essentially a star, just a giant star, and right. When it goes full supernova, it could reach Earth. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, what if that those nuclear bombs made it go into fucking full red dwarf stage, you know?
Well, I just got done watching, I think, episode 15 of Justice League and...
Action.
Not Justice League action, the regular Justice League, Lex threw a micro something into the sun, and it started, and it made a black hole in the sun. Mm-hmm. And what Martian Manhunter said, we need to take this wormhole thingamajig we have on this javelin and we reverse that. And so I think if we had a Martian Manhunter with a wormhole thingamajig and Superman going in, I think we'd be okay.
That would solve all the problems.
That would solve all the problems. So don't worry.
So the world doesn't need a Batman to pulverize criminals on rooftops. We need a Superman to just take all the nuclear weapons, all the weapons across the world, even all the guns, and just throw them all into the sun.
Just throw them in the sun. Yeah.
That's the universe's trash can. Just throw it in there. Don't worry about it.
And he will become the ultimate lord of the earth, as he should be. Yeah.
And he would make the humans bow.
Bow to him.
He would rule them.
There you go.
How many concubines would he have?
I don't think... It would only have one, wouldn't it? Just one. And it would be Diana.
Not Lois.
No, it wouldn't. It would never be Lois.
No. Even though the Clark that we were just talking about gave up his powers for that same Lois.
Yeah.
That's... So Chris Reeve, Superman, not so
what
much.
Is that? That's what universe?
Earth. 300. Earth, I have no idea.
Christopher Reeve, Earth, whatever. You know?
I don't know the DC Earths. I know the Marvelers. I don't know these. But yeah, no, don't worry about it. Everything's gonna be okay. 84-year-old man is gonna become the next president. And he'll fix everything. Or a 77-year-old man will become the president and he'll fix everything. So don't worry about that. Do we want to keep giving money to Ukraine? Absolutely not. But maybe we should. I don't know. What's the deal with Gaza anyway? So look, what are we supposed to do? Should I instead of asking the kamikazes what their favorite movie and show was from 2023, should I ask them what their favorite atrocity was from 2023?
That's what you should have asked. You should ask the kamikazes can a woman get an abortion in?
Well, Miss Vale. Well, Miss Vale.
So you say you got top 10 movies?
Yeah, I got a top 10 list.
How was your Christmas?
It was good. How was yours?
It was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just okay.
Just okay.
Yeah.
Did you get everything you wanted, everything you asked for?
Nope. Yep.
That's a damn shame.
Always.
That's a low down dirty shame.
Always.
Always. Well, I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that?
I don't.
You should know that.
Because you don't want to address the politics of the day.
But I love you and I profess my love to you on the reg. That should be enough.
But you said you don't want to hear about the woes of Dollar General.
No, but look, here's the deal. It's not that I don't want to hear about it, but do we have to talk about it? Apparently we do have to talk about it. You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. That sucks, okay? Fucking sucks, all right? It sucked when it was happening to Walmart. I watched the documentary. It sucked when it was happening to Dollar General. It sucks, okay? The living wage in different states, no matter where you are, different corporations, different companies.
Because they're horrible. Taking over. Dollar Generals are taking over because they're getting put in... these, you know, isolated places where you can't get to a big grocery store chain like a
trust
giant.
Trust me. I got 3 to 4 of them.
Communities really depend on a Dollar General.
Well, also because of inflation.
And inflation, right. And then
more people shop at these stores now than ever before.
You got inventory that's just in the back and you got rats and rats all through the dollar products and all that stuff, but you ain't got no workers.
Well, also, a lot of people don't want to work in retail as much as they used to. There's been a steep decline in retail jobs because most people just want to work from home. People don't want to show up to a physical location anymore. So these food industry jobs, not that Dollar General is a food industry job, but food industry jobs and retail jobs have seen a steep decline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you go to like more industrialized areas where there's like more development and more people, they tend to pay their people more. Like I was just at the mall one town over and there people were shopping, people were out and about, but closer to where I live
in the mountains,
there's not a lot of people working. In fact, one town over where my wife works, almost nobody works. There's a lot of people on food stamps and they don't want to work. They flat out will admit they don't want to work because they get more coverage and more benefits from living off the system than they would if they were working at a job like, say, Dollar General. Mm-hmm. So I see what you're saying. And it sucks. Not sure what I'm supposed to do about it, short of try to support small businesses when I can. You know.
And then what do you say to the fear of AI taking over for those jobs in the next few years? Man.
Which jobs? Retail?
Those retail jobs.
I don't know.
Did
I think...
you not see that robot in Creator slinging burgers?
I'm going to talk about Creator. It's on my list.
Okay.
You know, honestly, like I even saw a robot, like just not a robot vacuum, like a RoboVac, but like an actual like robot, like steam cleaner vacuum thing, just roaming through the fucking grocery store the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still oblivious to it. My son pointed it out, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, this is the future. There's a robot.
It's coming. It's coming. I don't think it's going to be Judgment Day. I don't think that shit is going to happen. I really don't. I truly believe that. I do not think machines are going to take over, but I do believe that they are going to populate this place and they're going to start taking things away.
I think there will always be jobs that require humans that robots cannot do. I think that there will always be room for human labor in terms of being able to think quick on your feet, being able to adapt to new scenarios and circumstances, and that robots, even with programming, really, really sophisticated programming, will not be able to adjust.
I mean, I did see this one program robot thing that was about to perform heart surgery in China. So,
well, they have robots to do heart surgery now, but again, they're not doing all the preliminary like threading of everything like that. You know, the doctor still has to stay very much attached with it.
I mean, if the program is okay, then why do I need Adam Strange coming in with shaky hands?
You still want that Adam Strange? Adam Strange? You mean Stephen Strange?
Stephen Strange.
Adam Strange was probably taking the what's that that ray that he takes, the ray to go travel to different Earths.
What is that? Who is Adam Strange? I'm thinking about what I'm thinking.
He's got the rocket pack, and he fights. He on a Zeta Zeta
ray.
And
he has a helmet.
Yeah, he's got the helmet.
He's Apocalypse Son, right?
Nerd alert. No,
I mean, Darkseid Son.
Is he Darkseid Son? I thought
he was Darkseid Son. Adam. Yeah, Adam Strange.
I didn't think he was Darkseid Son, but he's
You know, they switched.
He's trapped. Oh, he was switched at birth.
Because
See, folks, we do talk about comics.
There you go.
Sometimes.
It comes back around to comics because they switch with Kalibak.
Kalibak. There we go.
There you go. There we go.
There we go.
We're
See?
Back.
There it is.
But welcome to Comic Con's podcast.
A geek podcast for all of us. I'm sorry for all of us.
Had to come around to Ben.
It had to come around the bend, and we want to remind our folks out there that when I said support small businesses, I'm also talking about strip clubs. Okay, they need your dollars too. All right,
and I can't wait for AI to take that shit over too.
You know, I did see something a long time ago, and it just resurfaced, where they were making a prediction that by 2025 that people would be making love to robots, and so of course in the tweet or whatever you want to call it on X, the person was like, sweet, only like one more year to go. Let's go, baby. Mm-hmm. How sophisticated do you think a robot has to be for you to want to have sex with it?
The robot has to be sophisticated?
No, I'm saying how sophisticated does a robot have to be for a human? And when I say you, just you in general, like you as in a person, anybody, willing to have sex with it. And I don't think it has to be that sophisticated.
No,
I feel like it could literally be like a fembot from fucking Austin Powers, and people. But you need flesh.
Lubrication. It just needs lubrication.
You don't need flesh on there. You don't want some of that Cyberdyne Systems Model 101.
No, I want that 1000 stuff. Like it wet.
Well, that's gonna be a long time coming. Ooh. You got to keep that hot. You got to keep it hot. It's making noises, folks.
Yeah, I remember when it was bubbling.
Yeah.
No, a robot doesn't have to be that sophisticated to start cuckolding, you know?
So. Cuckolding. Now we're talking about a whole other thing. So now you just want the fembot watching while you and your human friend.
And then for the fembot to have a mind and to be sentient and to be like, cigarette.
You just wanted to work that back in. It was good. It was really good. Cigarettes. Oh, that's what I'm saying. I don't even want the robot voice. Although I will say this, if the voice just sounds like Proxima Midnight, I don't care what it looks like. It could look like a goddamn dishwasher.
I don't know. I think I want that UK demon voice from that our favorite Dirk Pixen.
Give it to me.
I want that. I kind of want that voice in my 2025. Fembot.
You want that voice in your 2025 right. Fembot. Okay. I'll take that Proxima.
That Proxima. Okay.
Mr. Stevens, we have blood to spare. Mm. Mm. So I asked the Kamikazes what their favorite movie or show of 2023 was. You know, because as we look back on this year full of wonders and all sorts of fantastical things that were created and shown to us, despite an actor strike and despite a writer strike, it's fun to look back. And some of these were actually in my top 10, which I'll get to. But
okay,
jump into that. Let's see here. We got Spider-Verse and Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning were fire. Okay, so that was the first two. Alexander Moe, and we got Davy Pickens. I really enjoyed the Marvels and don't care about the haters. You know?
But you, so, should.
But you should. But you should. But you can.
No, no, no. I have been talking to other people that they were like, they really enjoyed the movie. So that's fine with me. Mm-hmm. I mean,
at Turok 89, Blue Eye Samurai might be the best animated series of all time. I have just, I'm almost done with it myself. I don't know about you.
You're doing this.
I'm doing it, and I love it.
Oh, wow. Somebody got you into anime.
Somebody got me. You know who got me into it?
Wow.
You did, sir.
Hmm.
I caught you referencing it, and I was like, you know what? Let me take a look. And the animation's brilliant.
No, no, no. The animation is top tier.
The story is great.
Well, that story, right.
So, yeah, it's on my list. It's on my list.
Ah.
Let's see. And your Trey Raymond, Oppenheimer, for sure, favorite film.
That is my number one.
It's up there. That's your number one. Oh, God, really? Okay.
That's my number one guy for 2023.
All of 2023. I didn't
see nothing better than that.
Okay. All right. We're going to have a very controversial battle on that.
Okay.
Okay. At Boofer 81, he said, Last of Us, Reddit Couples Gone Wild, The Creator, Pain Hustlers, Arnold, and Guardians.
I gotta watch that Pain Hustlers.
It's good.
Hmm.
It's good. Didn't make my top 10, but it made the runner-ups.
Okay. Okay.
When I saw this, I actually looked up Reddit Couples Gone Wild. I didn't know if that was like a documentary. And sure enough, it's straight up local couples just fucking.
Mm. Like I'm saying, the scripted stuff, it doesn't get it anymore.
Doesn't get you anymore.
I need the guy to just, set up the camera.
And get to it.
Just, he wait for the girl to come in the room. And
see, I like a plot, man. I like a plot. The mom's been cheated on, and then her daughter's got a boyfriend, so then they get the boyfriend in. You know what I mean? I like that little narrative.
I like that voyeurism.
Okay. 7-Eleven. Econo Lodge.
I like to watch you.
Do you like that back of the mall?
I like to watch you.
Walk the fuck away. Okay. Disby Keeks. At Disby Keeks. Blue Eye Samurai. TMNT Mutant Mayhem. Mario Movie. Godzilla Minus One.
That Mutant Mayhem, it was here and there with me. Like, Ice Cube definitely was a good villain for me, but I appreciate the Jackie Chan Splinter.
I never finished it, but what I started, it looked cool. Like, the animation was cool.
I think it ran a little long.
I never finished it.
Yeah, it ran a little long, but it was still good,
On the not-so-modern take, I didn't care for the... their twist on April O'Neil.
Like a black April O'Neil, do you?
If they wanted to make her black, I just wanted to make her a little hot. But she was not hot. I need April to be hot. They could have easily given her
you
some.
You want that yellow jumpsuit, huh?
I want that yellow jumpsuit. And
because her hair was messy. That yellow jumpsuit. Her hair was messy.
Come on, I mean, I just
she was
wanted...
always frazzled.
I just need an April. I don't need a nerdy April. I need an April that's like, put together, that's got some junk in the trunk.
But then again, that was the only hot April. I mean, if you go to the real movies.
I liked...
And even the
I like that Secret of the Ooze one. The Secret of the Ooze April was hot.
The who? Yeah, the Secret of the Ooze April was the hottest one.
Yeah, she was, yeah. Well, I think she came out back in 3. But you know what I'm saying. I like that yellow jumpsuit. I like the flair,
I like that flair, okay.
So she could have been black, Asian, Hispanic, whatever, but just put her in the fucking jumpsuit. You know what I mean?
You want a fantasy April. You don't want that real world April.
No, fuck a real world. What do I have to keep saying? I don't care about the real world, okay? I want to immerse myself in this Matrix bubble. Dude, if I could live in the cool world.
Cool world.
Forever. My body could be rotting here on the other side, but as long as I'm animated on come on.
It will be decomposing on this side. It'll never come back. Remind me again. How did Brad Pitt get over there?
It was a car accident, wasn't it? He was riding his motorcycle. He had his mom on the back. who's showing his mom his new motorcycle.
Oh, so you have to die to get to Cool World.
Yeah,
how did the other guy get over there?
Yeah. Holly brought him over.
Holly just brought him over.
Yeah. You don't have to die to go over there, but there was like where he died was like the center of like the portal or where it was.
Oh, okay.
Something called the Spike, I think, if I remember.
Spike, yeah.
It's been a minute. But you get the idea.
Yeah.
Your body could stay over here while if you're over there. If we take the rules of the Matrix and apply it to Cool World, mm-hmm. then why not? You know what I'm saying? Ignorance is bliss, right?
Oh, that's steak.
At Ferdbird the Nerd, our favorite guy ever, he said, oh shit, Spider-Verse. He's not the only one to shout out Spider-Verse. And I got to say, I was late on Spider-Verse. And I have to say, when I finally watched it on Netflix, I'm really angry that I didn't see it in theaters. Because that shit.
But it was only good for one go, huh?
Well, I've only watched it once, but I'd watch it again. I really liked it. It had a lot of heart. The story was great. It left you on the edge of your seat at the end of the movie. Like, I can't wait for the second one. The animation, again, they fucking keep pushing the envelope with that animation.
Yeah.
And just the story. They
got that Roger Rabbit Cool World shit going.
They do. They really do. Yeah. And I think even that TMNT tried to kind of bite off of that a little bit, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that. I'm tired of that. I'm a little tired of that Pixar style. So it's cool to see some new styles, you know, even that new What If series. You know, I like that. I like that animation. It's like a blend of digital and hand-drawn kind of, you know, I like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you got a list or you want me to shoot into mine?
Oh yeah, shoot into yours. I'm sure we'll meet at the crossroads.
Okay. At the crossroads.
To the devil.
I'm sorry, what?
And sell our soul to the devil. Well, the devil went down on the river. Love that song.
I'm the best, you son of a bitch.
Love that song.
It's a good song.
Devil went down to Georgia. Love that song.
Devil went down to Georgia, baby.
Woo! Man.
I'll tell the rush, I'll run. Sound out, 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 out. Somebody listening knows the words and they're like, you fucking
I know assholes. Somebody knows all the words. The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Devil Went Down to Georgia is not on my list. But I'm going to do my runners up.
Okay.
And nowhere on this list will be Rebel Moon. Sorry, folks. Sorry.
Rebel
Moon. I can't even give it a runner up. I can't even give it a runner up.
It has no business being anywhere.
But
Tubi.
Is it a bad movie?
It's a bad movie. It's a horrible movie.
It's not good.
It's not good at all.
But visually, it's pretty cool.
Visually, I mean, it should have just been a silent fucking movie.
What about that Valerian movie? Did you like Valerian? Back in the day, a couple years back.
Valerian.
Directed by the guy that did Fifth Element. It was like his... supposed to be like his magnum opus, but it did horribly in theaters. Had the guy who played Green Goblin in the newer Spider-Man movies, and then girl with the eyebrows.
I slept on it, literally.
Slept on it, okay.
Like I started it and I fell asleep on it.
It was one of those, I feel like, where visually it looked really cool.
Right. Because it had the girl with the red hood, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was not Martin, but... Lord of the Rings guy.
Nah, Luc Besson did that. Yeah. The guy that did The Professional and Fifth Element.
No, but I mean, the book was based off of
I thought it was
based off of Tolkien.
No, it's a French graphic novel.
French graphic, okay.
Yeah, so he literally took that and was like, oh, this is my dream movie, which kind of reminds me of this. Like, I think Zack Snyder said Rebel Moon was like his baby, so to speak. And you can see where he's like, there's a lot of things in there where he's like, borrowing from Star Wars.
Yeah, there's a lot of Star Wars borrowing.
I saw Krull in there with the fucking spider creature, which in my opinion was the best scene of the whole movie. That spider creature scene was badass.
But you can't
But you don't care because you don't care about
me,
the characters.
I can't. I'm not attached to those. Those characters weren't
exactly
good enough to get attached to.
Even Ray Fisher, who sounded and looked great.
Oh, he didn't was even acting like a motherfucker. The Dreadnought.
Chips. Get Pilots, get to your ships.
Don't let that dreadnought.
Morpheus, you ain't never going to change.
I'm like, come on, man. Come on. I know you need some cyborg redemption, but goddamn.
I didn't bump into the overacting as much. I just wish we knew more about these characters, like you said. Because to care about them and to care about double-crossing, people dying, their origins, and I know we're going to get a part two that apparently will elaborate on their stories. I shouldn't have to wait for a second part of a movie to care about characters in the first part of the movie.
Right. You know, because I have no feelings for the mummy.
Right.
I don't know what she's
you
supposed
don't give
to
give a fuck.
Yeah.
You don't give a fuck. You're absolutely right.
Because like she wasn't just solid as a hero, you know, she was still getting whooped.
Well, not only that, but like you're recruiting everybody, fine, but then there's no interaction with you and the other people.
Yeah.
Like there should have been, if they really wanted to drag it out, he said there's like a 3-hour cut that he's gonna release.
Oh, who's gonna watch that? Who wants to watch a three hour cut is not gonna fix this shit here.
But here's my thing. If there was more shit to the movie and you're releasing on Netflix anyway, just release a 3-hour cut the first time. What is this whole thing where we're doing like 3-hour, 4-hour cuts after the movie if it's not...
Gave it to me at first.
Especially if it's streaming. You know what I'm saying? I get it if the studio gets involved when it goes to theaters because they want to put it in as many theaters as possible. But if you're streaming, you can make a 4-hour movie. Nobody gives a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's what they did with The Irishman.
That's what I'm saying. And we all watched it. So, yeah, I don't know. I was looking forward to it. I even waited till I got back home.
Because there was so much hype around it.
Yeah, the trailer looked great.
Trailer looking good.
It looks great. It looks great.
I wanted the hero to be just like Leonidas or like... the guys like Manhattan from Watchmen, you know, Watchmen. The other Snyder stuff, you know, but she was getting hit.
It could have had a little bit more Watchmen stuff in it.
Right.
Like
and it had those 300 elements, you know,
it did.
Yeah. Like I said, visually the movie could get an Oscar. It looks good.
I feel like that Nemesis character. And again, her scene with the spider creature and the spider creature, like, not being able to have spider babies because of the pollution and then kidnapping a human child. Like that story by itself without all the other shit would have been a better movie.
Yeah, but you know it fucked me up when she had the fire blaze. Like you can't do, if you're going to do a movie, if you're going to do a space movie, do not light any sabers on fire or have any light to them. Do not do that.
Because
you're going to fucking be Star Wars.
Don't
be Star Wars. When she had me, her look, everything. I love that look. But when she came out with those blades, I'm like, oh, shit. She thinks she got lightsabers.
And only Lucasfilm can have lightsabers.
Only Lucasfilm can have lightsabers. Don't. If you're going to make a space film, don't give your person
light swords. Right, I gotcha.
Don't do that.
They were like burning blades more than lightsabers.
You could have just had blades, you know, like Dax.
Well, I mean, for that matter, I mean, Blade himself could have showed up and it would have been a better movie.
Right. But don't light the blaze up.
Don't come down here with your anger.
Don't come down here with your light blades and sabers. She had me. The look was good. And then, like, I really don't know what we were doing in this movie. Are we fantasy? Are we sci-fi? Because what the fuck was up with old boy and the griffin? Like, are we Greeks? Are we Greek gods? What are we doing?
I didn't mind that either because the little caricature behind me from the classic 80s animated movie Heavy Metal, very similar style. You know, sci-fi, post-apocalyptic shit, but then there's this woman in a scantily clad outfit.
You know what you're getting with Heavy Metal.
That's true.
Post-apocalyptic stuff. But, like, this thing doesn't know what it wants to be. We're in space. Right. So fucking just make those things that they're riding fucking horses, man. Because I know they're horses.
To be fair, Obi-Wan rode that weird tiger thing in one of the early prequel movies, whatever the fuck it was. You know, there's going to be a little bit of fantasy mixed with sci-fi sometimes, and I'm good with that. But again, like you said, I don't think this movie knew what it wanted to be. I think he had some cool ideas. He's like, that'd be cool if we did this, and just threw some shit at the wall, you know? what if he jumps on a griffin, but he looks kind of like Tarzan?
Right.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, what is the point of that guy? He's a prince?
I don't know what his point was. He was in shackles. He could have beaten that dude's ass and gotten out of those shackles in no time, but I guess he felt like he had to pay off his debt.
And poor Jimon Hansu, like, oh, man.
No lines. No lines throughout the entire movie until the very end.
No good lines.
Just a drunk general. Apparently, he's got a whole backstory in part two.
Not in my house!
You know? In my house! You know, hey, sometimes you can't give him free, you know? You just can't give him free.
I mean, he had better lines than Shazam. And that's saying a lot.
It's not saying much, but it's saying a lot.
It's saying a lot. Rebel Moon.
Will you watch part two?
I have to. Not because you owe me now. You owe me something better than this shit you just gave me, man.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'll watch it too. I'll watch it.
Because you didn't know if you wanted to be Star Wars or Doom.
Or Krull.
Right. Or heavy metal.
Fair enough. We agree on that, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw some runner-ups at you. Now, remember, I'm going all the way back to January 2023.
All the way to January. Okay.
I'm going
to
fly through it. I'm going to say Megan, because that came out in January 2023. That little...
You did like that doll movie. It was a good movie. That movie had a better story than fucking Rebel Moon.
You're goddamn right it did. Now, even if some people said it was too much like, you know, ripping off Chucky or whatever, I thought the robot twist was nice. The AI twist was nice. And I thought it was genuinely creepier than...
It stood on its own. I didn't think it was more Chucky.
Yeah, I liked it. I really liked it. Watched it with the wife on home video. I think it's home video good. And that's why it didn't make the top 10, but it's a runner-up. Ahsoka. It didn't make the top 10. Again, I watched the whole series. I liked a lot of episodes. There were some episodes that I liked more than others. But overall, as a series, I was kind of like, I felt a little disappointed by the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it didn't make the top 10. But I'm glad she got her own show. I love that Ray fucking Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we got more out of him. Sadly, we don't have any more out of him now. But I thought he crushed it. I thought his character was cool. You think that's fair, Ahsoka, making it as runner-up?
Yeah, it's definitely runner-up.
Yeah. Pain Hustlers. We already talked about it. It's worth the watch.
Worth the watch, okay.
Based on a true story. Chris Evans is great. Emily Blunt is great. That's a runner-up.
Side note. Did you know Chris Evans is married to the Warrior Nun?
Hold on. He's married to the Warrior Nun?
Yeah, he's married
to the Warrior Nun. From the show, the Warrior Nun?
From the show.
I did not know that.
You did not? I just found that out yesterday because I just finished The Warrior Nun.
I didn't think his wife was like an actress or in the industry at all.
And she's young.
She is young.
She's like 27.
I thought she was younger than that.
She looks younger than that. She looks about the same age as 11 from Stranger Things.
That's what we like.
We like them young.
Things change.
There you go. Chris Evans and the Warrior Nun.
Speaking of things changing, the Flash. The
Flash.
Does not make the top
10. Oh, come on.
Here's why. Because every time I rewatch it, I just rewatch that Siberian prison scene with Keaton. The Keaton scene.
You have to take the ride all the way through.
I can't. I can't do it.
I rewatch it, and I ride it all the way through. That's what she said.
I don't think it's. I don't think it's a bad movie. That's why it gets the runner up. I just think,
but not top 10.
It doesn't make the top 10.
Wow, you must really got some good shit from 2023.
Some of the stuff might piss you off that I loved. Not piss you off, but just be like, really, what the fuck? You like that more than that? You know what I'm saying? So the first disappointing thing I'm going to throw at you at number 10 on my list, breaking in the number 10 is Oppenheimer. Now, granted, it's in the top 10. It's just not number one. So if that's your number one, it's my 10.
That should be at least top 5 because you didn't see anything better than that. You couldn't have. You can't name me 9 more things better than Oppenheimer.
What is your scale of enjoying a movie? that you come back to it, that you feel goosey.
I can't wait for this fucking shit to start streaming. I gotta watch this shit again.
I'll watch it again. That's why it's in the top 10. But it just,
it's top 5.
Okay, that's great. It's not your number one.
For me, it is. I didn't see anything better than that.
Well, I'm just going off of, you know, I moved some things around.
Okay.
But this is just where I'm at. Okay. Oppenheimer, yeah. Great movie. Christopher Nolan knocked it out of the park. I can't believe that people are selling out of the 4K version of this movie faster than fucking The Flash himself. Like, you can't get a 4K copy of this goddamn movie.
Mm.
You know, and a mutual friend of ours, Jay Clark, he was talking about it because, you know, he's still, you know, invest heavily in multiple variables of physical media. So he's like, I gotta get the Blu-ray and the 4K. You can't get it. You can't find it. People are selling it for ludicrous amounts of money on eBay.
Ludicrous speed.
Speed Force. And breaking the Speed Force at number 9 is The Last of Us.
Okay.
Now, it was late on this. I didn't watch it when it came out last January.
No, you didn't. Yeah, no, you didn't.
And I didn't play the game. As you know, I'm not immersed. I'm not initiated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But Pedro Pascal's performance, along with that little girl, that's why it makes the top 10.
It's top 10, right.
That's
in a good place, number 8.
I was emotionally stirred a couple times, but more importantly, what I really loved about this show, and I think you'll agree with me, it was fast-paced. I didn't have to wait 5 fucking episodes for them to meet another tribe or to beat another governor or...
Are you talking about Walking Dead?
Or Negan. Because that was the annoying thing about Walking Dead.
We'd get
one bad guy and we'd drag it out the whole
thing. Yeah, but they didn't. They only dragged it out until they got to Negan.
No, they dragged that shit out with the governor.
The governor went by fast. The governor went by fast.
It was a whole season.
No, it wasn't. The governor wasn't a whole season. And let's say that
season 2 ended with the farm.
The farm. Farm took most of it.
And then season 3 glimpses is the jail. Of governor. Okay, but fine. I would say most of season 3 was at least a governor.
Negan got dragged out for like 3 seasons.
They all did. I never finished it. I never finished the show.
And then they went on to the Whispers.
I couldn't. I can't do it. I love that everything's contained. They'd introduce us to a new baddie, like a psycho preacher, and we get to kill him off in the same goddamn episode.
Yeah, but the comics, Kirkman's comics was like that anyway, you know?
Maybe because when you're reading a comic, it just feels faster. I don't know. That's the kind of medium where, like, you can go through a volume. Like, if you wait for the issues to come out every month, it does take a while. But I never did that. I would wait for the trade to come out, and I'd read the graphic novel. And when I remember reading a comic, especially with that farm twist, I didn't see it coming at all. And I remember burning through that volume and being like, oh, shit. And I felt that in the beginning of the series. But I think Last of Us works better because I think they've learned from those mistakes that Walking Dead made where they, like, we're going to tell the narrative, but we're going to kind of tell it at an escalated pace so that we're not dragging shit out.
Well, it wasn't that much to the game too. So they followed the game story.
There wasn't as many
almost
characters.
Almost to the T. Yeah.
Okay.
And so the game, you know, you're jumping from level to level just about as fast as you're doing on the TV show. So
see, I like that. I think I like that better. Maybe I'm getting older and I don't have the patience that I used to have. We've talked about this. I don't have the attention.
Yeah, you know, I can't talk about Walking Dead from season 1 to season 6 like that.
Oh, fuck that.
Walking Dead is like that, though.
I watched it past when Carl got bit, and then...
Yeah, I was there when Carl got bit.
He died. I wasn't even there when he died. He got bit, and he was going to die. I stopped watching. I just didn't come back. And everybody I would talk to say, don't even bother coming back. It's horrible.
Yeah, I stopped after Rick left.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
Yeah, after Rick left.
Now, will you watch the Michonne and Rick spinoff?
I will. I don't know if I have to finish what I have to do in Walking Dead first or if I could just jump right back into it.
Yeah, that might be something we have to do together.
Together.
Number 8, your favorite, Barbie. Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
I fell asleep to Barbie now when it got to the streaming shit. I fell asleep.
I saw it in theaters,
but,
too.
That Gosling, he deserves an Oscar for Ken.
That Ken performance, along with that song,
yeah,
you know, stayed in my head for weeks. You know,
that Ken.
I'm a closeted, not so much anymore, but I'm a closeted musical fan. I love musicals. You get me some song and dance man in there, and I'm just singing to the rooftops. I'm actually looking forward to a Lady Gaga Joker movie because there's going to be some songs in there.
So you should have loved the Marvels then.
I actually did love the Marvels. You know what? That probably should have gotten a runner-up, and it didn't. I don't know why it didn't. Maybe because that Kelsey Grammer overshadowed everything.
There you go.
At number 7, this is where you're going to get... I might take you for a spin. Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Amongst Thieves.
That's about right.
I loved it. It was so much fun. I've seen it twice. Good movie.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
It was a fun movie, right?
And it was a nice take on that fantasy spin, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you didn't... Like, me not knowing much about Dungeons & Dragons, I could just jump into that movie and, you know, feel good about it.
Same here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like a good fun ride. When I want to be distracted about, you know, weight, disproportionate wages and workers' rights, I like to jump into a Dungeons & Dragons movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Because that Chris Pine, he makes a difference.
And that Hugh Grant, too.
And the Hugh Grant, right.
How about that Hugh Grant?
More so Chris Pine, though. I was there for Chris Pine.
You're right about that. How about that Michelle Rodriguez, though?
Still hot. She still got it, Eddie.
Cocaine Bear coming in at number 6, and boy did it.
That's about right.
Jesus, that's movie. I was ready for that.
I wasn't ready for the bear to be a mama bear.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah.
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 I just wanted to be an angry male bear. But I guess that works.
It does work.
Yeah. Cocaine Bear, huh?
Cocaine Bear, coming in at number 6. It was a fun ride.
Okay.
You'll notice that some of these are like not all these are comic book stuff. It's like they're all kind of nuanced.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
And I think that's what we were missing for a long time, you know? You'll also notice that the Killers of the Flower Moon is nowhere to be found on this
list. I see. It wasn't on Obama's list either.
Woo! Loki season 2 coming at number 5. Loved Loki season 2. I know you weren't as impressed.
Yeah. Because it didn't get hot until, you know, second to last episode to me.
To me, it's that TVA.
It was always there. Okay.
Yeah. But I see what you're saying. Because it was a little slow towards the middle. And then it cooked up a little bit.
Yeah.
Blue Eye Samurai coming in at number 4.
What you like about it?
I'm about 7 episodes in, and I love the narrative. I love the way we go back and forth in the past.
Spoil it right now, or are you okay? Yeah,
we can spoil it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you like the fact that it's a girl.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I kind of almost like saw it come. Love that reveal. I almost kind of saw it coming in the first episode. Dude, come on. It's got everything I love, right? The only thing that's missing is lasers and robots. You know, but we get great performances from a great stellar cast. The animation is amazing. And I love that story. I love how she's so twisted up with hate and revenge but she also grows through the course of the show. And we seek why she's so fucked up. We get those flashbacks, and it's also fast paced. It doesn't drag. And there's a lot of historical accuracies with how they've told it in the time of the Shogun. You know, and where that Shogun existed. I was looking at some stuff up online as I was watching, and I was like, wow, this is actually touching on a very integral part of Japan's history right before they changed from Edo to Tokyo. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's kind of neat.
That's a tough motherfucker, that white dude she's fighting, right?
That Kenneth Branagh. That fucking Kenneth Branagh, dude.
That's a tough motherfucker.
He's a bad dude too. I mean,
and like, he knows all the moves.
Yeah. And he's a big motherfucker, and he likes prostitutes to wear masks and fuck him in the ass with the big nose.
Right. You kind of want her to go ahead and get it on with the scoundrel prince, huh?
You kind of do.
Yeah, you want
that. I mean, he got a heart on the episode I just watched.
Right, because they rolling on the ground.
Rolling around, sparring.
Because he thinks it's still a guy.
Still thinks it's a guy because everybody
was so hot.
Well, they were all a little slow back then, you know what I'm saying? They can't put two and two together.
You say Japanese people were slow back then?
Yeah, they were a little slow back then.
Okay.
When it came to identifying in the opposite sex.
Because they couldn't identify. Well, I take it back. Was Mulan Japanese? Mulan wasn't Japanese. She was Chinese.
Yeah, Chinese, yeah.
And she was Chinese.
Hey, Chinese, Japanese, look at these.
There you go.
Dirty knees.
Mm. Blue Eyes Samurai coming in at four. Blue Eyes Samurai,
number four, yeah. And then Spider-Man Across the Universe at number three, which I already touched on. I mean, I didn't know that much about Miles Morales before these movies came out. I don't think I read the Ultimate, I didn't read that whole run. I heard it got crazy, but I read a little bit of it because it was right after they did the Ultimate X-Men, and then they did Ultimate Avengers, and then they did Ultimate Spider-Man. So I didn't know that much about the villains in his world. So I love how the movies play with the different realities. And I love his character. I would be ready for a live action Miles Morales movie, to be honest.
I don't want to see a live action Miles Morales.
You just want to keep seeing these.
They've done so well with this. I don't need to see a live action. Yeah,
that's true. You wouldn't want to see him pop up in like a Secret Wars or anything.
I would, but he has to be animated.
Oh, that would be dope. Like a Cool World style.
He has to be animated.
Make him animated. Why can't
he be animated? Because there shouldn't be any other version of him.
You're right. And the guy that does his voice, I think he's too old to play him.
Right. He's the guy from the other Netflix series. It was about hip hop, but it came out like in 2017. It was a good little show, but he does great for Miles's voice. But it's a different guy that does the voice for the video game Miles Morales, and he was when they didn't do him in the movie, they did Peter in the movie.
Oh, okay. Okay.
From the video game.
Yeah, just bring him in and make him animated.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. John David Washington coming in at number two with The Creator.
The Creator made it to you too. You liked it that much.
I loved it. I was yelling at the TV. I loved it so much.
Mm-hmm.
I got teary eyed. I got emotional. I watched the extended cut because I bought it. I fucking bought that shit.
Oh, you bought it? Okay.
$20 on fucking. Because you know how you can like watch it like before like it, like I think like right before it leaves theaters. They'll put it on like on demand or something like that. So it's like
you're going to the movie.
So I ended up buying it with all the extra special features and shit. And I loved it, man. I fucking loved that movie.
Hmm.
I
like that big ass ship.
Love that ship.
Like that ship, boy.
The way
you get rid of motherfuckers. That's how you get rid of fuckers.
Well, that guy. I mean, that guy that directed it. He did Rogue One.
Yeah.
And the way his scale, man. When he shows a Star Destroyer hovering in a Star Wars movie, you know that's a real fucking Star Destroyer.
Right.
You know?
That's how it should look.
Give him all the Star Wars movies. Fuck it. Give him anything, as far as I'm concerned. I think he's one of the best. And I'm sad the Creator didn't do that well, because it really was spectacular.
I mean, but I can tell where it was missing and lacking.
It didn't have enough flair?
Yeah, not enough flair.
It was too serious.
Yeah.
Rogue One didn't have a lot of flair, I guess,
but
it was Star Wars.
It's Star Wars. So I guess the Star Wars trade just kind of boosted it up, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas the Creator doesn't have nothing to stand on, but just his own merit.
Gotcha. That makes sense. That makes sense.
But I can see where it was lacking.
Do you think it deserves a top five spot? For 2023?
It definitely was one of the best movies of 2023. Yeah.
I mean, just for originality.
Because it didn't have anything to do with fucking superheroes.
Or Star Wars.
Or Star Wars, right. It was some original.
It was original.
Yeah.
My number one is not so much original. My number one, I know you felt a very different way about this movie, but I saw this movie twice in theaters, and I saw it again when it dropped on the Disney Plus. And for me, it's my favorite group of ragtag, eclectic, wackos from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and that's the Guardians of the Galaxy. Volume 3, my number one for 2023. Love these movies, love the comics, love the characters. And I think this third one, say what you will about it, I think it really hit home, especially with Rocket's story. I felt it. I know you weren't feeling it as much.
It went a little too long.
Too long.
It went a little too long.
You didn't get any feels from this shit?
I mean, when he first started telling about it, but when the story kept going, I'm like, ah, damn, can we finish off the adventure with the rest of the guys first?
Okay, okay. So you didn't need to see the extended version of his backstory. Just like, all right, I get it.
I get it.
It got me, man. It really got me. Everything from the music and the way James Gunn makes a movie.
But then that villain didn't do nothing for you.
It did enough for what we needed. For what we needed for the third. Because it's kind of like this. It's like, because Ronan was very like one dimensional in the first one, you know? What I liked about these villains.
Yeah, but Lee Pace, though.
He's good. He's good. He's real good. But he ain't no Ian McKellen. You know what I'm saying?
But that Lee Pace, though. It's his voice when he brings stuff up. Even in fucking Hobbit when he was the Woodland King.
Hobbit? He was the Woodland King in the Hobbit?
Yeah.
I have not seen the Hobbit in so long.
He's a, what's his name, father?
I just remember when he's like, I'll bathe the stowaways in my blood or some shit.
And something like that.
Taking blood baths.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my list. That is my list for 2023.
There you go. That's not a bad list.
Not a bad list, right?
Can't believe that Oppenheimer, though. That's the one.
Number
that's
10. The one. Hey, it made the list. Okay.
You put that blue-eyed samurai over that Oppenheimer, huh?
It's hard with shows, right? Because you binge, especially with Netflix.
But the only thing now is that you're missing out on probably Godzilla at this point.
Everyone tells me that Godzilla Minus One is amazing.
Godzilla Minus One.
And I haven't seen it yet.
People are saying that's probably the best movie of the year.
You haven't seen it yet either, right?
I haven't seen it yet either.
Is there a movie that wasn't on my list that you think deserves to be on the top 10? Do you have one that you saw this past year that you were like, this fucking blows me away?
I haven't seen that many movies this year.
Yeah. What about shows?
Show-wise, I mean...
You're watching old shit.
I'm watching old stuff. What about... Because I see what... I see Secret Invasion didn't make the list.
It did not. It didn't even get a shout out.
Secret.
I mean,
Invincible. You didn't, nothing there for you.
Invincible. Oh yeah. 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 Season 2. It was good. It's really good. Mm-hmm. You're right. That should have probably. See, Invincible pisses me off because they give you 4 episodes and they cut off like, and we got to wait till. So I feel like it hasn't even, I hate it when they do that shit. Uh-huh. Just give us the whole goddamn thing. And I didn't throw Gen V on there too. I'm just not.
And you're not ready for Gen V. Okay.
Yeah. I watched the last episode just to see Homelander show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of skipped around. I get the idea. I get what they're doing. I think I have fatigue too.
Superhero fatigue.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And I think that's why a lot of the stuff on my list was like, because even Last of Us, I know it's not just straight up zombies. They're like monsters. That's another thing I loved about Last of Us. There was that fucking giant fucking roided out fungus monster that came out of the ground in that one episode.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is straight up like, these are straight up creatures at this point. They're not just like zombies. These like these fungi creatures, like they evolve and they get bigger, or they, you know, they just grapple onto a new host. And when I saw all the different types of creatures, that's what made me go, okay. And they're fast. Like, that's fucking terrifying. That is absolutely terrifying. You know? I could make it in a world of walkers, but those things, oof.
And a little bit of Monarch can make that.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
But you haven't watched Monarch yet.
Watched like the first episode. I thought it was a little slow. I didn't
finish. It's a little slow. Okay.
I mean, again, show me some Gojira. I don't care about the people.
And I think that's what happened in Minus One. I think they just really got into just showing Godzilla more and got away from the human side of these monster movies.
I think from what I heard, they do like the perfect blend in Minus One. Like we see everything with Godzilla through somebody else's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like with other when other characters' eyes, but it's not like a whole narrative of just humans like running around. And so
let's see, what else can we get to it? So Maverick, Mission Impossible, and Indiana Jones. They're nowhere near your list.
I finally watched Dial of Destiny. I finally watched it. it's not a bad movie per se.
It's a good send off. It's a good send off.
It's a pretty good send off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. What about? I mean, I just felt a little underwhelmed, you know, and maybe because it's like too much, too late, kind of thing.
It got a little too much because they sent them back in time, and I don't think Indiana was that much needed that much fiction in the first trilogy, you know.
Well, also
needed to go back in time, but like the arc is probably the peak of Indiana Jones's fiction.
The arc would be the peak, yeah.
The peak, because he didn't. What happened in Last Crusade? Just drank from a cup.
Well, he met an immortal knight, and there was booby traps.
But look at that. But the knight wasn't...
He met a man who had been in a tomb for thousands of years, so that's kind of mythical. So that's...
Compared
to like a straightforward movie, yes. But you're right. It's not...
And then in Temple of Doom, we're just pulling out hearts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I kind of liked him referencing some of those adventures as an old man.
Right. He's tired.
But do you see Indiana Jones as the kind of guy who would like relish the opportunity to go back in time and like stay in ancient Greece? I feel like that was more his dad.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I felt like they were trying to do that, do him the way they did Alfred and Batman and Robin, you know, mm-hmm. you know, to make him all soft and stuff. Like,
yeah, I feel like he didn't give a fuck. I mean, he cared about history. Don't get me wrong. And he wanted to preserve things. But his whole thing was going on the adventures.
Yeah, it was the adventure.
You know, and I feel like his dad would have been the one to like stay in ancient Greece, mm-hmm. but he wouldn't have, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe he's like older Indy and we can't get our heads around it because he's older Indy and people change as they get older.
But how come he couldn't have been like Sean Connery, you know? Right. Sean Connery wasn't the way Harrison Ford was in Dial of Destiny. Sean Connery was still
Sean Connery,
ready to roll. He was still James Bondish.
That's for blasphemy. Right. Yeah, you're right.
It didn't, I felt like it just out. Made Indy a little too old soft.
Even though he was really old.
He is fucking old. And yeah. Kudos to Harrison Ford for pulling off half that shit he did in that movie.
Half that shit. I mean,
he was running for real.
Had they made it at the time of Crystal Skull, I think it would have been a better movie.
It would have been. Right.
He was a little younger.
Because actually, at that point, he was what, 60 something, maybe?
It would have worked a little bit better.
Yeah.
I still contend that the opening scene of Crystal Skull is still a really good indie scene where he jumps in that fridge and gets blasted out by a nuke.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a pretty good indie scene. It's over the top. It's very.
The CGI and Dial of Destiny didn't mess you up too much, did
it? I guess it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
You know, I watched it on Disney Plus at home, so I don't know.
Yeah, same here.
You know, finally went through it. Some good action. The goddaughter was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you say? You said 2020.
Oh, Maverick and Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah. I guess Top Gun was 22, right?
Was it 22?
Yeah, I think so.
But not Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible was this past summer.
Right.
That Mission Impossible, it was good. It just didn't get an honorable mention. I think the best thing I liked about that movie was that Palm Clementif, or Palm Clementief, however you pronounce her name.
Mm-hmm.
I liked her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love that Haley Atwell, too, that Agent Carter. She'll get it.
She'll get it, yeah.
And it was good. It was a good movie. It was a good run.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I can't think of nothing else that I watched this year that just made me, you know.
What about the future? Are you excited about anything in the future? What are you looking
for? What future are you talking about? Are you talking about what's coming in 25? Or are you talking about what's coming in 24?
24, baby.
24?
As we look forward to the new year.
There's nothing coming in 24.
You're not excited.
What's coming in 24?
You're not excited about Deadpool 3?
Everything's coming in 25.
Deadpool 3 is coming next year.
That's all you got, though.
You're not excited?
Not really.
Really?
Not really.
Hmm. Not seeing our boy Hugh in that yellow suit.
Because at this point, I don't want to see him no more.
Hold on, do you really mean that?
I don't want to see him no more.
I feel like we need to stop the show, bring it to
a close. We had a chance to see him in that yellow shit. They just never did it.
You don't think...
That was just funny.
You don't think him suiting up in yellow and blue
Because it's not serious. It's not serious. I wanted him, give me that yellow suit in Days of Future Past.
You wanted it in 2014.
Put that yellow suit on him in Days of Future Past, and then we can do it. But now it's just a joke.
It's all one big joke.
It's just a joke.
I started a joke.
You know, that's what the comedian said.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still looking forward to the movie because I'm sure, like I said, he's going to break everything. But him in that suit now, it doesn't make a difference to me.
Doesn't make a difference.
No. Let me see. He's old.
Too old to complete the trainings.
Yeah.
Let's see. You're not excited for, I don't know, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, new Planet of the Apes movie?
Not really.
Madam Web.
I mean, I am looking forward to that, you know, the Godzilla King Kong, you know.
Okay.
Definitely not that. Don't put that Madam Web shit out there.
What about that Furiosa? You're not excited? That trailer looks dope. Furiosa, the Mad Max movie?
Oh.
That looks awesome.
Cause I didn't get the point of the last Mad Max movie.
You didn't like Fury Road?
He was chained up the whole time.
Oh my god. I love that fucking movie.
How?
It's a great fucking movie.
But how? It wasn't even about him.
It's a Mad Max movie. Look, he's chained up for most of the time Road Warrior? No, Thunderdome.
He wasn't chained up in Thunderdome.
He's chained up in the first like 10 minutes because they lock him up. They put him in 2-man interim. Then they ban him. Then he's with the lost children, the Never Never Land children.
Bane had that mask on the whole damn time.
At least 10 minutes, 20 minutes tops.
Oh,
I'm looking, man, and you're right. There's really not a lot.
There's nothing. Everything is 25. Hold on.
We got a new Sonic. Sonic. Oh man, what is this Transformers something? There's a Rock movie with Chris Evans? I didn't know that. What's that called?
You say Red? The Rock and Chris Evans?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Red One is an upcoming American action adventure Christmas film directed by Jake Kasdan with a script written by Chris Morgan, original story by Hiram Garcia, Dwayne Johnson, Chris Evans. No thanks. But I'll watch it. Red Sonja's getting a new movie next year. That's exciting.
But who's your Sonja?
Who is this? Matilda Anya Lutz.
New actress.
She's actually really good. She was in that movie Revenge.
New actress.
If you haven't seen it, you should check it out.
Hmm.
Revenge. It's pretty good. Gladiator 2 is coming out next year.
Don't need it.
You don't care about a Gladiator 2?
Why would you mess up an Oscar-winning movie? That's just like making Departed 2.
I don't know. It's got Russell Crowe and Denzel. How is Russell Crowe going to be in it? That might be wrong.
Would you want to see a sequel to The Departed?
If he made it?
How can you top it?
If he made it, I just did a spit take. If he made it, I'd probably watch it. If Scorsese did it?
It'll ruin your Departed.
Will it ruin it, though? I don't know.
Like, don't make sequels of good movies. Make sequels of movies like Inglourious Basterds. I need to see the sequel to that.
What about The Joker? The Joker sequel.
That I am looking forward to seeing.
Okay.
At that point, Bruce should be a little bit older, right?
It's supposed to be a musical. It's got Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
I know that.
I only saw the Joker, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix. I only saw the Joaquin Phoenix Joker once in theaters and never again.
I think I saw it like 3 times.
It was like a sad, sad state
it's
of
sad.
Affairs.
Oof, it's sad.
It's so sad.
It's dark. That shit is dark.
How about Bad Boys for Life?
Oh, shit.
How about Beetlejuice Dose?
That.
No?
We both have to take that ride together.
I think we do. Deal. One day after the moon base, we'll just go see it.
We have to take that ride together. That is something I've been looking forward to, though.
Why are they doing another Garfield movie?
Because it's a different take. I think Garfield is Chris Pratt, right?
Right.
Yeah.
He's doing all the movies.
Right.
Now, does your daughter care? Does she give a slightest fuck about Kung Fu Panda? Because that's coming out too. Kung Fu Panda.
Fuck. I give a fuck. Because
I like the movies. I think they're good.
I love.
And I guess we're getting another Gru movie. I don't know why. Another Sonic, like I said. You're right.
Marvel is taking a break next year.
That's going to be good, though. That's going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
Love Lies and Bleeding. What the fuck? Love Lies Bleeding. I haven't heard of that. That's coming out. Yeah, so I don't know. You're right. It might not be a stellar year for movies. There's not a lot.
I mean, we got the show-wise, we got Mando running around, right?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I've heard that
Mando should be finishing up.
I've heard that they were going to do it into a movie instead of a show.
Right.
Which I don't know. Oh, yeah. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. How do you feel about that polished turd? Nosferatu, that looks good.
That should be good. And I think
and of course Dune.
Stranger Things should be finishing up next year.
Stranger Things, I never finished it.
Yeah.
I'm so far behind. But Dune 2, I'll be there. I'll be there for Dune.
Yeah, I'll be there for that. Yeah.
A true hero needs no weapon. Who is this? I don't know half these shit. Is Beehive, is that already out? The Bee Maker, is that already out in theaters?
That's the one with Statham, right?
Right. Is that already out?
I thought that was already out.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I guess it's kind of, a lot of things got pushed to 2025. I really want that Blade movie to get off the ground, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this Argyle movie, but I guess I'll watch it when it drops on streaming, you know? You're right. There we have it. What about any albums? Any music releases coming out in 2024 that you're hyped for?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know
either.
Nostalgia.
You don't have any hot takes on that new Nicki Minaj for 2023? Nostalgia, Goosebumps.
Nostalgia.
That's all we got. Mm-hmm. That's all we got, folks.
That's that year end sale.
2023. Is there a thing that happened in 2023 that you think was just one of the best things ever, or one of the worst things ever? What was the low point of 2023? Go ahead. You can touch on anything, by all means. Lowest point.
I can't really recall, because I want to recall all the whole year. I can't really recall.
There's not one single moment in 23 that stands out as like
the I mean, there year. Is, but that's too recent.
Okay.
Yeah, that's too recent. So yeah. I wouldn't really know the lowest point.
Anything about our current administration funding genocide blatantly and not talking about it?
It will end.
Okay. All right.
It will end come this next. Now, this next year is going to be exciting. New election cycle starting come February. That's when the fun begins.
I was going to say, for anybody that's anybody that's listened to this show for a long time listeners, perhaps first-time callers, they will know that you and I tend to cover the election from time to time.
We will be covering this bitch, and I will be picking my side for this civil war when it breaks out.
Oh, civil war.
Right.
There is a Civil War movie coming out next year, too.
How about that Civil War? How about that Civil War? I finally had my, wishes kind of, you know, certified when I read this tweet concerning how, you know, how Tony was in the right. To kick both their ass.
I thought you were going to go somewhere completely different with this point. I was wondering what you were about to do, and then you took us right back to the MCU.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks, I think even included you, I think you sided with Cap, I think.
I think it's one of those things where when you watch the movie, they did a really good job of backing Tony's point. I think as an audience member, even if you don't, even if he's not your favorite character, you definitely empathize more with Tony's side because you see how they've gotten out of hand and how there's like collateral damage in the form of human suffering. Right. So I think like, I think that was like real heavy and it didn't hurt things that they got, you know, Andrea Wolford or the mom that shows up by the elevator. I can't remember the actress's name. I thought it was Willard Wolford.
Alfred Woodard.
Alfred Woodard. Yeah. She was incredible in that small little scene. Her and Downey Jr. were in a movie back in the day where she was a ghost, and she was like, her and like three other people were ghosts like bothering him after he like almost got hit by a bus. He was like in between worlds. It was like a comedy, like a rom-com. So I sometimes wonder like, did he call her up and be like, hey, can you come up, do this scene? But yeah, man, of course. I mean, of course you side with Tony because they're wrong. But also you see where Cap was wrong. Because Cap was wrong.
Right.
But you still side with Cap because you're like, you're right. Wow. You can't make me sign it. And you can't put Elizabeth. But then what's funny about it is this. Cap didn't like the fact. He was almost going to sign it. And then when he found out that Stark had trapped Wanda in her building as a prisoner. So you can't put her in as a prisoner. You know? And fuck Cap for saying that. Because Wanda ended up being fucking crazy and murdered hundreds of people.
Because at the end of the day, Captain America in comics and in film, he doesn't know shit. He's not like Superman. Superman has a general idea of how things flow. Cap is oblivious to shit.
Well, I think Cap has
they keep things from Cap.
I think Cap has an ideal, and I think that ideal has changed since the 40s. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why he works really good in the comics. If he's written really well, if you write him the way you're supposed to write him, he's got to be completely incorruptible, which he is, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that Hydra storyline doesn't fly with me. As far as I'm concerned, that never happened. So he's completely incorruptible, but you're right. He doesn't know shit when it comes to like the 21st century. Like, bro, you got to sit this one out. You got to let Tony take the reins. You know what I'm saying? But that's what's great about Tony is Tony had that great arc in the MCU with him being like the playboy and flaunting his money around and selling arms to nefarious people just for profit. And then saving the fucking universe at the end of the goddamn Endgame. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like that arc is incredible. Mm-hmm. You know? So I don't know. Civil War. I love Cap, but you're right. Tony was right.
Mm-hmm.
Tony was right.
Because I don't think he would have killed Bucky. He wouldn't have killed him. Because at the end of the day, when have you seen Tony just straight up killed him? I can't remember. Let me know.
I don't know. Didn't he kill some fucking terrorists in that village? I mean, they were terrorists, but... I'm pretty sure he killed some terrorists.
Yeah.
To get out of that cave.
Yeah.
And Obadiah Stane, he killed him too.
Directly or indirectly?
I think indirectly.
The Batman way. Yeah, he did the Batman way.
I'm not going to kill you.
Yeah. Might have to go through Civil War one more time.
I might watch it tonight.
Right.
It is an emotional movie.
Right. You have to be prepared to watch Civil War.
That's why
you have to be prepared for that ending. That's all you have to be prepared for.
That's why that movie works, though.
Right.
It's really fun hearing, what's his name? John Slattery. He does the voice. Well, he plays Howard Stark in the movies. Mm-hmm. But he shows up in the What If series to voice Howard Stark in this one episode.
Oh, man. Didn't they look good? Didn't those Avengers look good?
Because oh, man.
The original actor that played T'Chaka.
Oh, all those guys.
I mean, if they wanted to.
They could do that.
If they wanted to.
They could do that.
You have a Black Panther right there. And I'm sure they could just bring that motherfucker back to life and be like, hey, yo, T'Chaka.
Right.
you know, series right here, fucking shit up. Let's get back.
And I'm sure we could get a, we could get a Larry Fishburne Goliath, because that was dope too.
That was nice.
Hearing him voice.
That was nice.
Even with an old Mickey Dougie voicing a young Mickey Dougie, a young Hank Pym, and fucking Annette Bening showing up as the pilot. That was cool too. I'll take that. I'll take that team.
That is Miss Marvel, right?
Yes. Well, she shows up as like, I don't think she had any powers.
No, she doesn't have powers.
I think she had just met the, she had somehow like met the Kree, so she had the suit on. But she didn't have powers in that storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So she was essentially Miss Marvel without the powers.
I did like that. What if?
That was a good run, right?
Thor coming down.
Right. Thor hanging out with those motherfuckers.
Right.
That worked.
To sidetrack, the best thing about Rebel Moon was Anthony Hopkins.
You're goddamn right.
That's the only thing.
It's that robot.
That robot. The robot had the best thing because he picked up the fucking weapon and he already had that shit aimed.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the coldest thing I saw in the movie.
And then he ran off. Did you see that coming? I didn't see that coming where he was going
to
where he's going to voice that robot. I thought they just had Anthony Hopkins to do the opening narration.
I did not see that coming.
It's crazy how a nice theatrically trained actor can add a little bit of credence to a film by just doing a little opening narration. The Slain King. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm.
The King? The Slain King? I don't know. I don't understand. Did you care about anything else? No, you know what? I'm going to stop shitting on that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need me to shit on it. Was it an original movie? It wasn't really that original.
What's that? Rebel Moon?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it is an original movie.
Friend asked me if he should watch it. He's like, what's your take on this Rebel Moon? Because I know.
I mean...
And I said, it's a fun little ride. But it really wasn't that fun.
That's all it is. Because before when he really was making movies, like he did make movies that you can go run through over and over again. Because I've ran through 300 and Watchmen.
I've run through 300. I definitely through Watchmen the most.
Like, what is that? What is he missing?
I watch BVS a lot too.
Right.
And so I watch Man of Steel a lot. I don't know.
Like, what is this stuff then? What is this stuff? Because even what's the thing with the zombies?
Dawn of the Dead.
Not Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, he did Dawn of the Dead. He did a remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, I thought it's something more recent.
Yeah, you're right. The Las Vegas one. So he didn't write any of those movies. The only one he's written has been Sucker Punch and Rebel Moon. And I think that's the problem. I think when he writes, it's no bueno.
Okay.
I think visually he's great, but he needs a good, strong screenwriter in there to make it work. Like he had David Goyer help out with Man of Steel, and he had Chris Terrio help out with BVS.
Because all of those are rewatchable. I would not sit down and watch Rebel Moon again.
Yeah, he just needs a writer. He just needs better writers. He's a good visual artist, and he's a good director. Even Watchmen. I don't know who wrote Watchmen, but it wasn't him. He just directed it. Same with 300. He just shot it.
He just shot 300. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I like him, though. I still like him. I watch all his shit.
Mm-hmm.
But,
The Snyder Cut, you know, I only go through it. I probably only been through it like 5 times.
I probably only been through it twice. And actually, I like a lot of things about that initial that first Justice League that's not in the Zack Snyder cut.
The Whedon.
I'll say it.
The Whedon.
Yeah, I think there's some good jokes in there, and there's some good stuff for Superman in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like it's more. I feel like they understood Superman more than he did in the Snyder cut. Because in the opening of the theatrical cut, you see Superman and he's talking to some kids and he's explaining what the S means and just stuff like that. Like after he just saved a building, burning building, people out of a burning building. that alone was a better opening scene. And then you have Batman luring the parademon. That was a great scene. That's a Batman out of a comic book scene. And in the fucking Snyder cut, everything's just so dark and fucking dismal. And
I really couldn't tell the difference.
Well, we got that battle. We got that battle with the Green Lantern.
Yeah, that's what I was missing.
That's all you needed.
That's what I was missing. Just want to see that green light.
I know. We should have seen it. We should have got a Zack Snyder Green Lantern movie that we never did.
The idea, the cops.
They should have
lethal weapon, the lethal weapon Green Lantern.
Exactly. They should have just had him direct that instead.
Right.
But yeah. 2023, folks. 2023 in review, talking about Man of Steel, BBS cut, and of course, that's Civil War from 2016.
Wow. 2016. And they cannot replicate it at this point. Can't get that magic back.
I think they get a little bit of it back with that What If.
Yeah, but that's on a small scale.
It's a very small scale.
Yeah.
You going to watch that Echo in the new year?
Again, tell me what it's about. What it's supposed to be
about. It's about Echo. I don't know.
Echo. Oh, Echo. Yeah.
Supposed to be violent. It's supposed to start the whole Marvel X shows.
Getting back into
like Marvel Knights.
Getting back into Daredevil.
Yeah, like so. I think it's gonna be violent. They're trying to rebrand it. But they're dropping all the episodes, though. They're not making us wait. They're dropping all the episodes. That's how good it is, apparently. Like, we'll just give them all 9 episodes of Echo. We can't. We know it's trash. Yeah. Until that day.
Until then.
Until then. May all acquaintance be for naught and all. Something must. And we'll share a book of goosebumps. Wouldn't that be great if I could just be by your bedside right now and just read you some goosebumps?
I'll take that. Which one was it? With the Kia turns into the dog. I just watched it.
Sounds horrifying.
Like it was. If you go back through these shows, they're pretty good shows. Like, they're quirky because they had to be for kids and stuff like that. But the story itself, like I said, it's like Twilight X-Files.
I think I have a free trial with Apple, so maybe I'll go back to some Goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. $15.
Have you seen what that Scully looks like right now? She still looks good.
She has it, but it's like going back through the X-Files the way I do. I can tell when they finally saw that they can do something with it. It picked up towards the end of season 3.
They realized they could do stuff with her.
They were like, wow.
She's got something. Somebody.
Somebody. And she did. She did have something.
She did.
I did not realize. Like, I remember seeing those TV guides with Gillian Anderson.
Of course you did.
I was like, what is the big deal with her?
What is it? I don't understand.
But you had to watch the show.
You had to see the Entertainment Weekly spread, too.
Right.
She was all
The same thing with Elaine. Nobody thought Elaine was going to be a sex symbol.
Hell no, until a few years later she did that Rolling Stone spread. Whew. Now she's kind of getting up in years.
Yeah. Yeah. That Julia Dreyfus. Mm-hmm. I got to go through that Veep, too. I know that's a good one.
Yeah, apparently people keep telling me that's good, too.
Yeah.
I'm still loving every second of The Office.
Yeah.
Wife and I watch a couple episodes every night. It's great.
I mean, that curve is coming to an end.
It is the last season.
Got a new season. Last season next year. And you forgot to mention.
True Detective.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones. That's right.
You forgot all about Game of Thrones this year.
I did. Well, that's exciting.
And House of Dragons.
I can't wait for that True Detective, though.
So House of Dragons didn't make it?
House of Dragons didn't make it. It should have.
You loved it.
I loved it.
Okay.
Okay, that's my that's a runner up.
Get rid of Blue Eye Samurai. There you go.
No, I like Blue Samurai more, I think.
You like that? You like that Blue Eye? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Those animated titties always do it for me.
Get the hell out of here. Animated titties can't do shit with those dragons.
Dragons are great. Dragons are great. I'm not saying it doesn't make the list. Maybe I need to rework the list. All right, let's rework the list right now. We'll do another hour. It'll be the longest show. I forgot about House of Dragons. It was so long ago. It feels like it was so long ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. It was last. Hold on. Was it 2020? I think it was 2022.
No, that was 2023.
I think House of Dragons was 2022.
2022, but when?
About to find out.
2023.
It was 2022.
2022. When? Yep,
because it was last fall. No, it was August. August of 2022.
August. Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's why I didn't make the list. I was about to say, I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Seems like it was yesterday.
It does, right? Now we're getting a new one. But that Jodie Foster, True Detective, I mean, I'll take it.
I can't wait for it.
We need a new gritty police show.
I can't wait for it.
Love it. And I love her.
Hopefully they kept this, like, the same writers and stuff from the prior seasons. Mm-hmm.
Is the best season the first one, of course. With Woody and McConaughey. Is it?
Is that the best season?
I feel like it's the best because it smacked us in the mouth. It was like, damn. Then two came out.
That Colin Farrell one was gritty to me, though.
I really liked the Colin Farrell one.
That Colin Farrell one was gritty.
And he didn't make it, and you wanted him to make it.
Right.
And you even wanted Vince Vaughn to make it. Yeah, that was good.
Right. And then
three was good.
Beth in that.
They're all good. I think they're all good.
Yeah. Because it was a lot of back and forth with Mahershala.
There was a lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
I can't remember. He couldn't remember.
And what you think about that movie? I see that movie didn't make you think the world.
I started it and I hated it. I hated every second of it. I started it and I said, get this shit out of here.
Oh.
Come on. I don't know. And you know, it's nobody's fault. Everybody acts really good in it. It's not their fault.
The acting was great. Right. I will give you that.
It's just the story.
It's not their fault.
Nah.
It didn't go nowhere.
And when it wanted to go somewhere, you're like, okay, I've seen this before.
Like, well, why deal with a deer like that?
Yeah. And then the boat, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
It's getting kind of close.
Because like whoever it is, the director, they're throwing things in there, but they never finished it.
And I think Obama's production company produced it.
Yeah, they produced it, and I'm guessing that's why they threw in a lot of 16-19 stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Which again, fine, but even from the start with Julia Roberts thing, it was weird.
Yeah, I didn't know what it wanted to do. I didn't know if it wanted to focus on African American history or focusing on the end of the world. Which one you want to do?
Because it's like, we get it that you're uncomfortable by being around a wealthy black man. Like, we understand, okay, so you have some prejudices there. Are we going to focus on that? Is the end of the world thing just the backdrop and the real story is like...
I don't know. And then your fucking kid's teeth is falling out? I don't know.
Jesus Christ, exactly. If you're going to go full ham with it, then go full ham.
He's jerking off to Mahershala's daughter. Jerking off to Mahershala's daughter, and
who is it?
The same way that I would. You know?
Right. He's wearing a Bikini Kill sweatshirt. Come on.
Right.
What are we doing? See, we can't end the show, folks. We can never end the show. We just start rambling. This is what our relationship is like. And I love you for it, sir.
That's where we are.
Yeah.
The world ends in 72 hours, folks.
That's right. And then we're...
Is it 72 hours?
It's about 72 from the time this goes up, yep.
Okay.
Well, by the time this goes up, it will be in the new year, so the world will be already ending, but the podcast will keep living on and on and on.
The world is about to end. Born in the ghetto. It's hard to survive. Group home. DJ Premier.
The year.
Hey, how about the best song? How about your song of the year? What is your song of the year?
I think it's a tie.
It could be from your Spotify Wrapped, or it could just be from your memory.
It doesn't have to be from 2023, though.
No. I guess just your most played song.
My most most played song from 2023. Let's see. What was my most played song from 2023? I got to go back to that Wrapped. Pull up yours, though, because I want to know yours, too.
You want to know?
Because you don't share stuff on the IG anymore because you haven't been on.
I haven't been on. I have unplugged.
You have unplugged. Good for you.
I have unplugged.
Reunited, Wu-Tang Clan was my number one song.
Hmm.
But then right behind it was Michael Jackson, Wanna Be Starting Something. That's so random. Mm-hmm. That is so random. Pearl Jam was still my number one artist of all year. No surprise there. That's interesting. I wonder why. I feel like I do listen to Forever more than 36 Chambers, though.
Hmm.
Anyway, what was yours? Paul Hardcastle?
My most played song? Let me see. My most played song is... Well, you wouldn't know about it. My most played song is Warm Nights by Mars Lazar.
I don't think I know that. What's the genre? What's the genre? I have no idea what that is.
It's smooth jazz Chaz.
Smooth
it's
jazz.
Smooth jazz up. Chad.
It's smooth up. Jazz Chad.
Yeah.
Can't see. God damn it.
I can't see it.
What was your top artist? Paul Hardcastle.
Huh? Oh, you know Paul Hardcastle.
It is interesting that you can listen to Paul Hardcastle for stretches. And I say that because I know he's done collaborations with like singers and stuff, but like a lot of his stuff is instrumental. He's got some funky stuff on there. He's got some like experimental stuff. And it's just interesting to me because you don't listen to one album. You listen to his entire discography.
Oh yeah. I go through the whole catalog.
You do. You go through the whole catalog. You celebrate his whole catalog. And I think it's so funny in a way that, because I don't know, I guess you don't meet that many people that can listen to a lot of instrumental stuff like that, or especially instrumental stuff like that has such a wide range. Maybe that's why. You know what I mean? I'm in a different phase, right?
I'm in a different phase right now for my ears. I have to have something of substance in my ears.
Mm.
So like the new stuff, I'm not going to knock it, but I just need something of substance. I don't feel like there's a lot of substance in the new stuff.
I would agree with that. But I would agree with that like across genres too. Like there's not a lot of substance to me in new rock. I feel like a lot of rock is like flat. You know what I mean? Like I still listen to a bunch of bands from the 90s because when they were like writing about shit, you know, I'm like writing about shit, like going through shit. And I'll listen to like classic rock too. But like, I don't know. Like when I open up my new release Friday, I actually do try to go through just new releases and just listen.
Yeah, same here.
Just to hear what it's about, and it doesn't connect.
Yeah, same here.
It does not connect.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Yeah, it's not there. It's not there.
You know? What can I say? I'm an old man, filled with regret, waiting to die alone. And Gotham City must be around to die.
You like
that Ken Watanabe. I feel like he should have showed up in Blue Eye.
Ken Watanabe.
He should have showed up in Blue Eye Samurai. That's a travesty.
Is Godzilla. We Godzilla.
Let them fight.
That Godzilla, it's on the Max right now. So if anybody wants to run through those monster movies, this is the time.
This is the place. For the dawn of Aquarius, the dawn of Aquarius. We wish you a happy new year, folks, and welcome to 2024 with open arms and legs. with arms wide open. And we hope you have a great, wonderful new year with no tragedies, no trips to the hospital. Under the sunlight, welcome to this place. I'll show you everything with arms wide open. Hey, that Creed hits sometimes, man.
That Creed does.
That Creed hits sometimes. And that's another way you know you're getting old, when that Creed hits and you're like,
oh.
Like that other song, it's like, holding out, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, baby, that is strong enough.
Oh,
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. Come on, you know it hits.
Oh man, those the good old days.
Right, good old days.
What time? And that's alternative rock.
Early 2000s, early to mid.
What happened then?
Because then Nickelback came out and it was like, look at that photograph.
What happened then? What happened with rock then?
A hero will save us.
Ooh.
I'm gonna head anyway.
I'm so high, I can hear heaven.
It was the post-grunge.
Post-grunge, right.
Let's try to capture a little bit of that in the bottle, but we'll make the songs more catchy. And it just worked. And that Creed came out. No court on the docket today, just my own sin. And I say, oh. That wide open, though. They're touring now if you want to go see Creed together. They're touring right now.
Creed.
We could ring in the new year together. Ooh. Can you imagine you and me at a Creed concert?
Ring in the new year.
With our Creed shirts on.
Creed
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking that shit gets
give
in your head.
Give me a little Creed and a little bit of that God smack.
There you go. Voodoo. You don't do the disturb.
Too hard.
It's not hard enough, baby. I'm starting to lose my voice. Big surprise. I'll see you in 2020.
All right.
I'll see you next year.
See you next year. See you in the future.
I really will see you next year.
See you in the future.
Hey, Eckhart. Think about the future.
Think about the future.
And that's a wrap.